In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you've bought a home in the past, chances are that the mortgage closing involved sitting in a room with other parties to the transaction. There's also been a big rise in electronic mortgages, which are paperless, but last month saw a digital first, the first fully remote electronic closing from start to finish. Let's talk about this new frontier for mortgage closings with Wall Street Journal columnist Robin Friedman. Robin, e-mortgages have been around for years, but why exactly is this mortgage closing from last month different?
You're right, Charlie. E-mortgages have been around for years. E-mortgages are electronic or paperless mortgages. In the past, though, closings of these e-mortgages were done in one of two ways. One way, borrowers would sign closing documents digitally by using a tablet and a stylus, rather than pen and ink. And in those early closings, a notary public was still physically present in the room to notarize everything, even though the documents were being digitally signed. Other closings in the past took place remotely, where the borrowers were in one place and they used an online notary public. But in those cases, not all of the documents were signed digitally. There were a few documents, usually the note, that were wet signed, which means signed in ink. The closing that took place on July 28th, though, was completely digital and remote. The borrower signed every document digitally on a computer, and the notary public was actually in a different state. This apparently was the first time my sources were aware of this happening.
Actually, the parties were in three different states, weren't they? The couple was in the Chicago area. I think the lender was from Michigan, and the notary public was from Virginia.
Exactly. It's pretty cool if you think about it. They were all connected via a webcam on a MacBook laptop. It was a really interesting process because in the past, notary publics were required to be physically in the room with you to authenticate your identity. But in this case, the borrowers kind of authenticated themselves digitally by answering questions that only they would know the answers to. Questions like, what kind of a car did you drive 20 years ago? Or give us the address, identify the address of one of your adult children. After the borrowers authenticated their identities to the notary, they then went through a process where they held up their driver's licenses to the webcam to further prove who they were. And then they actually signed their names with pen and ink on a piece of paper and held up that signature to the webcam so that the signature could be captured digitally. And they actually used that digital signature to sign all the closing documents, which they effected by just clicking on the laptop's touchpad, and every time they clicked, their signature appeared on the digital document.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Robin Friedman, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Robin, I assume this is a trend that's going to accelerate. Which companies offer this digital mortgage closing technology, starting with the company that worked on this particular closing?
Yeah, the one that did this particular company was a company called Notarize. There are other companies that are involved with this technology and are about to start jumping on the bandwagon to do these digital closings. The advantages of these digital closings are pretty amazing. For example, a borrower who might be physically challenged who can't leave their house can now close a loan right from their kitchen table. Or a member of the military who maybe is deployed in a foreign country can just log on to a laptop and purchase a home or refinance a mortgage. In the past, they would have to drive to a military base or an American embassy or consulate in order to find a notary who could notarize an American document. So the advantage of this technology to consumers is just amazing. It's really going to completely transform the real estate industry, I think.
I would guess that there are some potential pitfalls to this, Robin, starting with the fact that there are relatively few lenders that do this.
Of course. It's very new technology. In fact, Notarize launched their product, their service, with only 9 lenders on board. So basically, if you want to use your local bank and they don't participate in this particular program, you can't do your closing digitally. So that's something to be aware of, that not every lender has adopted this technology. There are some other pitfalls as well. You need to remember that notaries can't provide legal advice. So unlike the past, where you'd be sitting in a big closing room and you have an attorney and a real estate agent and maybe, depending on your state, a mortgage representative or the lender there. Here, you're literally sitting in your own home looking at a webcam with a notary who, in this case, was in Virginia. Notaries can't give legal advice. So it's really incumbent on the borrowers to review all of their documents ahead of time and get their questions answered, because they could be in a position where they have a question and the notary can't answer. Also, this technology is not for everyone. Although the people that I spoke with believe that in 3 to 5 years, everyone will be using this and the technology will be commonplace, there are those buyers who prefer paper and just won't feel comfortable with new technology. So it isn't for everybody.
Wall Street Journal columnist Robin Friedman, thank you very much for joining us, Robin.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.